Rodale is one of the largest independent publishers in the country. Magazines like Men's Health, Women's Health, Runner's World, Prevention. Books, Onward by Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz, a catalog. I love my Rodale gardening aprons. And 65 websites worldwide. It's a family-owned business that helped launch the organic movement in 1942 with the magazine Organic Gardening, now Organic Life. So in this week's View from the Top, our conversations with leaders. Maria Rodale, chair and CEO of Rodale, Inc., also author of Scratch, Home Cooking for Everyone Made Simple, Fun, and Totally Delicious. Maria, welcome.
Thank you, Robin. It's so nice to be here.
And we mentioned organic gardening became organic life recently. Mm-hmm. And I just think in a sort of a broad brush way, does this reflect how the core thinking of Rodale, when your grandfather founded it, you know, the thinking behind this company has become mainstream?
I often have told people that when my grandfather came up with the idea of organic gardening and farming, if you wanted organic food, you had to grow it yourself. Mm. And now, almost any supermarket has a really good selection of organic food. And people are beginning to broaden their idea of what organic is and realize it's important for clothing and for personal care products as well.
Yeah. Well, when I think of it in the past, I think of beautiful covers with maybe seed packets, very earnest, kind of almost Amish, actually, kind of feel to the company. I've been to your campus in Pennsylvania. But how would you describe the brand?
We're a mission-based company that's committed to health and wellness and the environment. We publish all kinds of information for people to help them live a healthier, happier life and have a better relationship with nature, but also with their families and their community.
And yet you're in a cutthroat world when it comes to publishing. There's a 2012 piece in Forbes. Here's a title no one wants to wake up to. What's behind the grumbling at Rodale? There've been a lot of exits. And here's the subtitle. Staffers blame CEO Maria Rodale. Talk about being a granddaughter, a woman in this business and coming in and as you were, shaking things up.
Well, when I became CEO, it was at the deepest, darkest point of the Great Recession. Mm-hmm. And I inherited a company that had not only been managed in a different way completely than what the family had wanted, but also, you know, we have 70 years of legacy and organizational structure. So I had the tough job, as women often do, of cleaning up, fixing things, getting things back in shape into a way that can work. And I was one of the first people in the media industry to make a lot of the kinds of changes and cuts that a lot of my compatriots at other publishing houses are now making. So let's just say I can relate to, you know, what a lot of other women have gone through, but I don't focus on that. I focus on results and getting the job done.
Well, and on making the case for magazines in a time of the internet, you make the case. Why would one buy a magazine when you can get everything you want online faster?
Well, when the internet first exploded, it did really compete with magazines because magazines used to be the place where you went to find out, to answer your questions, to figure out where to go and what to do. And that has become the domain of the internet. So now magazines have had to evolve to be more inspirational, more surprising, more random. So helping people find things they may not know they were looking for, and then also more visually exciting and more in-depth.
Yeah, but still, you know, you're fighting an undertow that's a pretty tough one of, you know, people being pulled to online. What else do you have to do? I mean, there was another article just recently about a family meeting to talk about the succession plan. Do you ever think about, let's go public, you know, let's sell it?
Well, I'm third generation, and we have a fourth generation that we're in the process of educating and training to be owners. And part of that is the succession planning process, which any business person has to do, whether they talk about it publicly or not. Unlike my generation, which was kind of, you know, told after the fact, we want to get the next generation involved in figuring out what the best succession plan is. And we're constantly evaluating what all the options are. We are committed and devoted and want to stay private and independent for as long as possible and as long as family is interested in that, and they are interested in that. But, you know, all of our jobs is to constantly be looking at what are all the options and directions that we might take.
Might one of the changes be, I mean, I'm looking at reporting, And for instance, Organic Life, it is not making money for you. You know, how do you sustain that? When that, you know, the organic gardening and now Organic Life, that's really the nut of the company. So how do you sustain that? Because I know that's one of your babies.
So I have three children and a grandchild. So those are my babies. Brands are my business. And we're constantly evaluating the performance of every single one of those brands. And, you know, one of the reasons I got the bad reputation early on and about grumbling was that I'm proven over and over again that I have the courage to make the tough decisions, and I will make them. We believe in trying new things and being creative and launching new things, but we also believe in holding those things to a high standard of performance. And, you know, when they don't work, we make changes. And that's just what we have to do to stay viable as a business.
Wait, you're not going to drop Organic Life, are you? No? Yes?
No.
Okay. How about, are you ever going to put like Jennifer Aniston on the cover? Most of the magazine world is celebrity driven.
Well, you know, we've been doing a lot of testing around celebrities because, you know, for a long time, celebrities really did drive sales on magazines. That's been happening less and less. It's been working less and less. And I think it's a reflection of what's happening in the whole world and where, you know, people, you know, now social media stars are as big as movie and television stars. So we would not be opposed to putting Jennifer Aniston on the cover. I don't think I can't even remember. Maybe we have. But right now we're doing a lot of testing away from celebrities or putting them on when they're really relevant and have a story to tell that's related to the topic that we're covering.
Well, if she does, she'd have to wear a Rodale apron.
They're fabulous. I'm a big apron fan myself.
They're fabulous. Just
thank you.
Really briefly, you are the embodiment of your grandfather's ideals. You write for Huffington Post, and back in 2013, you wrote an open letter to President Obama. You tried to steer him away from any thoughts of bringing troops into Syria to end the conflict there, pointed out wars usually kill people. But you also pointed out that while there had been questions of chemical use in Syria, that there are chemicals and pesticides used every day in the U.S., and you compared them. I mean, you said people are killed maybe more slowly here by those. You know, at the time, some people thought, how can you compare the instantly dead in a bomb strike in Syria with people who might be long-term victims of chemicals here? Do you stand by that?
Well, I obviously do not condone any sort of chemical warfare. And it's horrible what happened. It's just, you know, it's simply, you know, tragic and awful. And, you know, I was actually surprised perhaps that my intentions were taken the way that they were taken. Because that wasn't my intention.
We should say a lot of people did get it. You know, what you're saying was, you know, we've got an environmental problem here at home. You wanted the president to focus on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the bottom line is I believe we have a responsibility as human beings to treat each other with deep respect and care. And whether that's in our environment or in our political relationships, it's essential. And, you know, chemicals in the environment, I mean, we are the founding family of organic. These are things that are unregulated in our country to a large extent. In my book, Organic Manifesto, I wrote about triclosan and how it, you know, became all the rage for people to wash their hands basically in pesticides. And just this year, the government now has banned triclosan. But in the meantime, you know, we've been selling it to people saying, hey, it makes, you know, makes things cleaner and safer, when in fact, it actually makes us sicker and more vulnerable to diseases. So I do not condone chemical warfare of any type. And I think we have to practice what we preach at home as well.
Yeah. Maria Rodale, CEO of Rodale, Inc., thank you so much. Great speaking with you.
Thank you.